It's time now for our press review. And a budding opposition leader in India has been arrested for money laundering in what his supporters say are trumped up charges by Narendra Modi. Taking us through it, Deeptika Laurent is here in studio with us. Tell us all about it, Deeptika.
Hi, Sharon. Yes, Arvind Kejriwal is the leader of the Aam Aadmi Party, the party that governs New Delhi as well as the state of Punjab. He's a chief minister of Delhi, the top leader, if you like. He was arrested on Thursday, accused by officials of selling liquor licenses and then pocketing the kickbacks from vendors in the capital. The Federal Investigative Unit says his party have allegedly received millions of dollars in kickbacks. And as you see here, it's on the front page of the Deccan Chronicle today. Here it is on this on the front page there. The Indian Express noting that Kejriwal's supporters say the charges are trumped up and designed to stifle a nascent opposition leader.
And all of this comes, of course, Deepti, just ahead of general elections in India, Modi expected to win.
Yeah, and that's why this is particularly interesting or alarming, at least according to the Indian opposition. Anger is mounting by them over what they see as Narendra Modi's multiple efforts to discredit them and in some cases to even attempt to imprison budding opposition leaders. Now, Kejriwal, who denies the accusations, is the second chief minister to be arrested in just a few months after the leader of Jharkhand was arrested earlier this year over a land scam. Three other of his party leaders, also seen as potential challengers to Narendra Modi, were jailed over the liquor kickbacks case. Rahul Gandhi, an Indian National Congress leader, says Modi's government has frozen his party's assets over a long-standing tax case, and this is having a direct impact on their electoral campaigning. Essentially, they have no funds left to campaign. Opposition accusing Modi of autocratic tactics to silence his rivals. That's in the Washington Post today.
And finally, scientists have named a new frog after a beloved Muppet character.
Yeah, that's right. One is an amphibian that crawled more than 270 million years ago. The other is a banjo-playing newscaster and reluctant lover of Miss Piggy, and has his own Hollywood star. Now they share a name in common. It's called Kermit. Well, he's Kermit. Scientists have named a newly identified ancestor to amphibians in honor of Kermit the Frog. It's called Kermitops gratis because of the bones in its eyes that make it look bug-eyed, much like Kermit the Frog. It is also, no doubt, a sneaky and clever way to get us interested in prehistoric amphibians, Sharon.